In a speech at the French Senate Tuesday, President Sarkozy outlined a raft of areas he believes should be overhauled in France to make the country more competitive and, he argued, better attuned to workers' needs. The reforms include further easing the requirements for the 35-hour work week, considered one of the shortest in Europe. Sarkozy also announced he would scrap pension perks given to certain workers, including those in the gas, electricity, and public transportation sectors. Those perks allowed some employees to retire early and receive pension premiums.
Les différences de situation qui justifiaient tel ou tel avantage particulier créé.
The president said these benefits might have been justified decades ago, when such jobs were more difficult and dangerous, but not anymore. Previous governments have failed to overhaul the system, he said. His would not. Trimming retirement privileges is an explosive issue in France. Efforts to do so helped bring down one previous conservative government in 1995. But Sarkozy vowed his government would talk with labor unions and other concerned parties before trying to push through legislation. A poll published in the conservative Le Figaro newspaper Tuesday showed the majority of French believe efforts to reform the pension system is risky, but that it's also a good idea. But members of the leftist opposition have already blasted Mr. Sarkozy's proposals, and some union leaders warn of upcoming strikes. On Wednesday, Mr. Sarkozy will address another sensitive issue, plans to trim the country's civil service. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.